We're going to do another soul thing. But before we get started, I'll just tell you the plan here. I want to read a little bit about how this magical practice of soul sync was initiated and why. And then Pritha G is going to do a longer version of how to do it. And then we'll get into the meditation. So the ancients spoke of, I'm reading from the Four Sacred Secrets by Pritha G and Krishna G. And the ancients spoke of more expansive kind of consciousness that goes beyond our common understandings. They called it Brahma Garbha, the womb of limitless consciousness. And they associated it with the pineal and pituitary and hypothalamus axis in the brain. It has been our experience that when a person activates this part of their consciousness with a practice like soul sync, their heartfelt intentions become powerful enough to break through the thought barrier and enter the world of matter. Afterward, you feel as if you've established a new personal relationship with the universe. It seems to be rearranging itself in such a way that you begin to experience synchronicities. Life takes on miraculous turns and heads toward a magnificent destiny. Whether your goal is financial security, a nurturing relationship, a meaningful career, a deeper spiritual life, or a connection with the universe, you can use this practice as your go-to place to create magic.
Okay, and so we'll let Pritha G tell us more about it. Here she is.
Namaste. Let me answer three questions on the soul sync. When and where to soul sync? You may soul sync together with your loved ones, with your team members, your co-workers, your employees, your students, and friends. By doing soul sync together, you will collectively create an immense field of energy which will manifest your heartfelt intentions into realities. And you would have begun this new year with a powerful beginning energies. Now, why to soul sync? Each time you soul sync, hold any of these five intentions. Intention for your health, wealth, abundance, achievements, love and relationships, and kindness of heart. You may also soul sync collectively for one member of your family or your organization if you feel that that person needs greater support to tide across. Tied through a difficult time. You may hold different intentions each day, or you may repeat the same intentions every day, whatever suits you. You can also soul sync with all the team members or colleagues to hold an intention, say for the collective goal to be achieved. No, by doing soul sync, you are changing the brain wave frequency from beta frequency, which translates into an unfocused, agitated mind state. It will change from beta to alpha brain wave frequency, which is a state of calm, steady, and focused attention. Being in an agitated brain state and beta frequency, you are sending negative signals into the universe. No, you are drawing more challenges and obstacles and problems into your life. Soul sync meditation will help you make a shift in your brain state from beta to alpha. Alpha is a bed of creativity, intelligence, upon which you can definitely build a very beautiful life. As you immerse into the soul sink with repeated practice, you will also enter powerful expanded states of consciousness and also greater brain wave frequencies. More powerful the frequency, please know, more easily your intentions manifest. Finally, the question is, how much to soul sink? Soul sink is done in a seated position. You may either be seated on a chair, or you may be seated on a meditation cushion on the floor. Your palms are resting on your thighs, so keep count with your fingers. Keep count of your breath with the touch of your thumb and your finger at every stage of the meditation. That is, your thumbs gently touching the tips of each of the other fingers. There are six stages in the soul sink. The first stage of soul sink, you practice 8 conscious breaths. As you move from one breath to the other, you keep count with your fingers. You can place your palms facing skywards on your thighs and count your breath. If your attention wanders away, bring it back to your breath and start off from where you left. By the time you finish the first stage in your soul sink, your parasympathetic nervous system is fully active. Your blood pressure comes to a balance. Your digestive system begins to be impacted positively. The second stage, you inhale. While exhaling, you will make a humming sound of a bee. You will do it at a bass pitch. Please listen to the sound with total attention. When you do this, spiritually, your Agnya chakra or your third eye gets activated. From the perspective of the body, your sinuses are releasing nitric oxide, which will cause a deep sense of relaxation within your body. And it positively impacts your heart muscles as well. Nitric oxide, when slows down, if you have a high rate of pulse, it'll come down. It leads you to a much deeper state of relaxation. The sound is So this will be on your exhalation. And again, you will do it for 8 cycles of breath. At the third stage, you observe the pause between your inhalation and your exhalation. When you inhale and exhale, there occurs a natural pause after each inhalation before exhalation begins. Observe that pause. You do this again for 8 cycles of breathing. As you do it, you begin to experience a slowing down of your thoughts. It is, we can say, a very beautiful spiritual experience. In the fourth stage, you inhale, and exhaling, you would chant internally, inwardly, you would chant the mantra, aham, aham means I am limitless consciousness. You repeat the mantra for 8 cycles of breath. At this stage, you move beyond your limited self. You realize that you are the infinite consciousness. You're actually taking your meditation now beyond calm to expansion. In the next stage, You would bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger on both hands. You imagine your body expanding into light, into a field of consciousness, everything around you becoming light, everything expanding into one unitary field of consciousness. You can either feel it, you can think it, you can visualize it. Just know that in this field of consciousness, everything is connected. Everything is one. It is one single unitary field of consciousness. There is no separation, no division. In this field, thought and matter are one. In this field, desire and reality are one. In the sixth stage, you feel or see or imagine one of your heartfelt desire. Feel it as if it is happening in the now. Feel that intention manifesting through all your senses. See it vividly, hear it clearly, smell it, touch it, taste it. Let the future be here in the present moment. This is Soul Sync for Love, to thrive in your relationships this entire year. Let us begin now. Please be seated in a comfortable position. Allow your breath to relax. Take 8 conscious breaths. Count your breath with the touch of your thumbs and your fingers. Inhale and exhale slowly. For the next 8 cycles of breath, inhale. As you exhale, make a humming noise that vibrates your head. the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale and exhale, bringing attention to the pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. For the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale. As you exhale, chant within yourself. Aham. Or I am. I am the limitless consciousness. Now bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger on both your hands. See yourself becoming light, becoming one with the unitary field of consciousness. Everything around you becoming light. See the people with whom you wish to experience a joyful, fulfilling connection. And feel that you are living and sharing this beautiful connection in the present moment. See yourself filled with this love the entire year. Feel the joy. immerse your heart in a space of gratitude for this gift. Take a few deep breaths. Whenever you are ready, you may open your eyes.
Okay, so now we have the opportunity to share any realizations or experiences during this soul sync. And I can start by saying that I love when we get to feel in the now what our intention is to have loving relationships. Because, you know, I was able to fast forward into the future and see my family relationships, my friend relationships in the winter time, in the springtime, and in the summer, as we're experiencing all the seasons. That way I could really smell things and taste our fresh vegetables and fruits and to be able to grow them with love and share them with love and seeing happy faces and kind words and loving touch. So I really enjoy that part. I wish it was longer. So
yeah.
it brings it home and it makes it a reality. And I trust that that's what the year will bring in loving relationships. So thank you.
Well, I can share.
Jim's doing.
I noticed that first phase where you're paying attention to your breath. I started getting focused right away on thinking about, oh, how am I going to do this? Who am I going to love? What am I going to love? In other words, the ego got in the way. And I missed that whole cycle. Before I knew it, I was like, oh man, I better start counting on my fingers. So then I got into the meditation and then I found myself, okay, now wait till the end, you know, when you can set your intention. And it was really sweet because the first group of people is the people I'm going to be going to India with to do this tapas, which is an inner journey. And so we're all doing meditations at night called sadhanas. And so we get to see each other before we go. And so it was really neat picturing some of the people. And then I went to my morning, what we call family soul circle and I pictured all my family that's in that circle. It's about 12 people. And I was with them. I named them. I saw them. And it just brought a smile to my face. And so that's how it went for me.
My ego saying, what about me?
You're in my
family soul circle.
Okay, family soul circle. Marilyn and you are the last two in my family soul circle.
Okay. So we forgot to mention that we have a live group here today. It's, of course, myself, Marion, and Jim, and then we have Janet Sharpless and Arlene Hoag. And I think Paul did the meditation, and we have Simeon Irwin. So, is anybody else wanting to share anything?
Well, mine was peaceful, but I didn't really get into it yet. I think I have to keep working on it.
That's all. Okay. So
it takes a while because the mind wants to wander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really is not an easy task to keep those thoughts
at bay.
At bay.
Yes, that's
so that
true.
You can
that's
be
right.
present with it. And that's what's kind of nice about the soul sync, because it helps you stay present, even though it's not real easy to do, because you're using those fingers. And I think I mentioned it in the last sequence of the meditation, where every time you touch those fingers, you're also connecting the impulses in your body. So you
in your brain, the neurological.
You do this while you're meditating?
Mm-hmm. You're counting your breaths.
Okay. Counting your breaths, too.
On your fingers.
I wasn't sure exactly.
The next way to think about it is the synapses on how the nerves connect with each other in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the synapses are neural transmitters, neurons. And so I picture that happening. Every time I touch that, it's almost like acupressure. Oh, there's the kidney. There's the stomach. There's the, because each finger is
represents a different organ.
Yeah, so it really helps you connect physically to your body. And then it also has an effect on the
brain.
On the brain, on the mind.
Okay.
The glands.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to share anything? Okay, Arlene, just to share.
Yeah, so I started at first thinking about Paul, and then I moved to my kids and grandkids, and then I actually moved to some people that I didn't have the best connection with in my dance group, that I wanted to improve that. So that kept me busy. all these different people. And I just wanted to do a quick comment about the first one about healing. I got the sense that I wanted to do a intestinal cleanse, a Dr. Schultz intestinal cleanse with charcoal. So I started that yesterday, and I've done it many times and I love it. And so I was glad to get the inspiration, because if I don't think about it, I don't do it.
True. How true is that? You get a little nudge from the universe. Wonderful. All right. That is inspiring.
Well, that really brings up something for me, because I'm doing a parasite cleanse, and I had cancer, and some of the parasites came in there, and now I'm having a terrible time I'm getting rid of them. They aren't going, and I'm on a cleanse on it. And but I thought, well, that's selfish, so I shouldn't be doing that. But then I said, but that's what I really want, is to get rid of the unwanted guests.
Sure.
So I'm going back and forth about my consciousness about whether that's okay to do.
So that's nice to do the soul sync and keep that intention.
Okay, I'll do it.
Because you're loving yourself. Today it was about love, so you're loving yourself.
And okay.
Holding that intention. Mm-hmm. For
and
the
I thought about other relationships too, but
yeah.
I didn't really focus deeply enough on them and, you know, hold the consciousness long enough. So I'll let you
well,
do this
but
again.
You can do it all day long. I mean, throughout the day, this is like a prompt to remind us that we breathe. And while we're breathing, when we exhale, we can set an attention. We can feel our body healing.
Okay.
Breathe in love from the universe, health from the universe, and then exhaling and seeing it all happen in our body. So
you can improvise the soul set, so you don't have to think, oh gee, I don't have the video. I'm just gonna improvise.
Do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to for everyone's information, these soul syncs are on the Breathing Room app. There's an app called the Breathing Room, and you can find each one of these on the app. And so you can do them on a regular basis.
If you get the app, there's a set of free meditations. And on that free meditation, there is a soul sync.
And it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can go soul sync, just put in soul sync, and YouTube. You find it on YouTube.
Oh, that's easy. Wonderful. Okay.
Anything from you, Simeon?
Not so much. Just in the last minute or so, the cat decided that she needed some attention, is now up on my lap looking at me, and I should talk to her, but I think she's trying to figure out her intentions.
And she wants some loving from you.
Take your attention.
You wait for love. I heard the meow.
Yeah. Wonderful. So Miss Kitty did the meditation too.
Yeah. I was down in front of the wood stove and, you know, asleep during most of it.
Yeah.
She just woke up in the last moment or two.
Wonderful. Oh, there she goes.
She's got some comments.
Yeah, yeah, she sure does. So we did pick out a song, and so if you all have time to stay for it, it's called Love Can Build a Bridge by the Judds. I don't know how many of you are familiar with that song, but we really like it. And so here we go.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Whisper love so loudly every heart could understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Oh, Don't you think it's time?
Nice. Okay. And that, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Yeah. Okay. So that pretty much completes our program for today. So thank you all for joining us, and thank you, our listeners. And we will be back again.
All right.